brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, I'm not going to hide this from listeners, okay? If you hear chirping in the background or you hear a guest talking and it sounds like I'm breaking in and not listening when they stop talking, it's routine for me to be on the phone and here directing things or on the back channel during emergencies. I'm here on the radio right now talking to the office 30, 40 yards away trying to keep Infowars.com up because of a top drudge link. I don't like to do the bad computer etiquette of bouncing it to Prison Planet. It's the ad servers and things on InfoWars that do this, but there's denials about that. But the point is that I can see that it's the ad server doing it right there. It's the first thing that hangs. John Harmon is up there. We're trying to keep InfoWars up. I'm going to make a decision on this in the next 5 minutes. We're going to bounce to Prison Planet if Matt Drudge is listening. I know you like to link to InfoWars. We end up bouncing to Prison Planet. We just can't handle the bandwidth here, but I haven't made the decision yet. And, again, I'm giving directives to the guys in the other office. People get to see some behind the scenes here now, the trap of craziness that goes on. Turn off comments on all of InfoWars. Isn't there a way to freeze that through Varnish, through the CDNs? I don't respond back because I'm going back live on air, but that's my statement to you so that you'll have answers for me in 4 minutes when we go back to break. Dr. Nick Begich, continuing here with the caller in Japan, Dom. Do you have any questions for Dom in Japan?
Just, I would expect you're going to continue to get tremors as things stabilize. I mean, it's probably the frequency has dropped probably dramatically from that first couple of days. But, you know, those are still happening. And as people do clean up and are organizing what they're doing, they need to be and are, I know, cognizant of all that.
Dom, you know, what's... Go ahead.
I was just going to say there are little tremors even here in Chiba. I mean, and that's, you know, 133 miles away. And, you know, you can really feel it here in the apartment. So
it's shake, rattle, and roll. There have been hundreds of aftershocks, some as high as a 7, correct, Dr. Begich?
Right, exactly right. You know, and the thing about a lot of these quakes, if they, you know, we have, we've had 7s here in the last 10 years, but they're in such remote areas, and there's no one with anything over a story or two, so you don't get this kind of devastation. A lot of them have been inland, so you're not getting the tidal issues either. But, you know, again, you look at the plate system for Alaska and the West Coast, and you get the dynamic of what's going on here as the Pacific plate gets shoved up underneath North America. And, you know, that's what creates earthquakes is fault lines, and they go through cycles. You know, one of the other factors that contributes to some degree, we don't really understand it. Is it a symptom or the cause? But the magnetic field lines and the are shifting around quite a bit. And this happens about every 600, 700,000 years, that particular cycle. And at this time, it's actually accelerating. The magnetic North Pole is actually moving towards the former Soviet Union, now Russia, at an accelerating rate, you know, since they've been monitoring this activity. But all those things indicate a whole lot happening within the Earth at a particular juncture in time. And we're in the middle of it. We're going to see a lot more of this. And, you know, back in the 90s, we were predicting increases in climate and weather issues, not so much because of technology, but because of what was happening in the normal cycles. And our concern was man's technology now is that proverbial straw on the camel's back that throws things even further out of their equilibrium, and it's already happening. We don't need to be doing that. We need to be learning, but we don't need to be doing it that way.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the great IT team has stabilized InfoWars.com for now. We're going to let Dr. Nick Begich go. It's been a feverish interview covering a lot of different subjects as we banter back and forth, integrating the information. Dr. Nick Begich, thank you so much for joining us and continue your wonderful work. What's the best website for folks to visit?
Well, check out earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. And we're linked, of course, to your site in terms of our products and support Alex's work. I mean, that's the way you do it.
Yeah, God bless you. We do provide all of your books and videos. They're amazing. Thank you, Dr. Nick Begich.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to NewsWatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Dom in Japan. We've got Will, Jennifer, Mike, and many others holding the toll-free number to join us. We're taking a lot of calls in this hour. It's 800-259-9231. First, I want to get Bob Chapman, who joined us last Friday, as he does every Friday, when the disaster was unfolding. That first radiation leak that was whitewashed Friday has now reached the West Coast as of this morning in Los Angeles, but it's low radiation. The issue is, unfortunately, but it's prepare for the worst, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. The big blowouts happen Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right through to today. The Japanese head of the plant has broken down and cried and said, well, you're not going to cover this up anymore. This is going to kill people. This is deadly radiation. It's blowing out towards us right now. Undoubtedly, it's out of control. Partial meltdowns have been going on since last Saturday. 600,000 spent fuel rods stored on top of the facilities blown sky high. Then big new developments on the issue with Libya. While we're busy watching this in the Pacific with Japan and the radiation cloud, now the first fingers of it delicately touching the West Coast, and with the big punch behind it, or multiple big punches behind it, undoubtedly, the low radiation of Friday got here. Can you imagine? Meanwhile, Obama's running around saying you don't need potassium iodide. Bizarre statements from Ann Coulter with a headline, a glowing report on radiation. She said, anyone exposed to excess radiation from the nuclear power plant is now probably much less likely to get cancer. This is not a satire piece. This is all part of their arrogance throwing it in our face. Obama's going to Brazil for a week. One day of it is work. hanging out with the NCAA, basketball picks for hours, one brief statement last Friday about Japan, another brief statement yesterday, sandwiched in with other bizarre statements about basketball and things. This is being done by design. You're not going to see what happened with Chernobyl. This has clearly eclipsed that, where they didn't let people for 6 months at least eat food produced in Europe because it was radiated. You're just going to be told everything's fine. We're going to talk about that with Bob Chapman. And then the huge new developments, Libya. Yesterday, as you know, 10-0 with five abstentions. Russia, China, and others just didn't vote. They sat on the bench, which is basically a yay vote. Saying nothing is saying something. To go in against Gaddafi. Certainly a thug, but the globalists are openly sending in British and U.S. special forces, weapons out of Saudi Arabia, weapons out of Egypt. They thought they could beat him just with the rebel forces. In the no-fly announcement, no-fly now means a total bombardment of all of his military forces in the country, U.S. fleet is moving in. This is out of Reuters. U.S. to deploy more ships to support Libya planning. That'll be the cruise missiles from the missile cruisers. NATO, the British, the French are openly saying they may start striking today. They said that last night. They haven't yet. On his sights, he immediately rolled over and said, okay, I want a ceasefire. Tell your Al-Qaeda funded, which is actually true out of Saudi Arabia, groups to stop attacking and I'll stop shooting. And they're like, no, they will attack you. You will take it. Now, again, I don't like Gaddafi, but this is a larger globalist program. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that destabilization program as well. Also, New York Fed confirms intervention in currency markets, something Chapman's been talking about for 20 years. Bob Chapman, formerly military intelligence, put out the Gary Allen report. Of course, his son today runs Politico. Gary Allen published None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Bob Chapman. Chapman fighting for 48 years against the globalists. Before he retired, the biggest private silver and gold broker in the world. And the biggest private newsletter until he came back a few years ago out of retirement. And now it's internationalforecaster.com. I, of course, am Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you're having trouble getting on Infowars.com, go to the auxiliary mega site, PrisonPlanet.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, JonesReport.com. Also our Facebook, also our YouTube. We have a lot of auxiliary systems. We're going to go to Don. Will, Jennifer, Mike, it looks like Dom, we talked to in two segments, is still there. We'll have Bob ask him a question, see what Bob wants to ask of somebody in Japan. But Bob Chapman first, the nuclear holocaust now unfolding, the Japanese admitting there's been a cover-up because they know the deaths are now going to start coming out in the news. What's your take on it?
Well, my big question is, why didn't other nations, particularly the United States, China, Russia, England, why didn't they immediately come to the aid of these people? I
Bingo.
Don't get that. I think that's a key thing here, because had they acted, could they have, under the circumstances, they might have been able to help. Auxiliary electrical power, auxiliary water. Why wasn't that done? Now they're talking about doing it. That was a week ago.
Well, Bob, we know why they pulled out on Saturday. That's because the high radiation levels we now know. We said that Saturday, but now it's confirmed. But why haven't we 7 days in had radiation meters from the giant Pacific fleet, the U.S. troops at Okinawa, the U.S. troops in and around that area? They've been covering up, along with the Japanese, the real readings.
Well, they get their orders from the same source. It's very disturbing from a human point of view, people, perhaps many of them, dying needlessly, they've been able to do something. And now, of course, we've got it traveling toward America and throughout the world. I think, you know, you've really
Bob, listen, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Will you call us right back? I know you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Lucky dog, you, but reconnect with us. We've got a very bad connection with Bob Chapman. I really want to get his take on all of this, but Bob Chapman will reconnect with Genesis so we can continue to break down what's happening. And, yes, we've been almost 100% accurate in our forecasting of what's unfolded because we've studied past globalist playbooks and past meltdowns. And I am unhappy, very displeased that I've been correct. I wish I was wrong. You see, I live in Texas, And it's scheduled to get here as well because the plume's going more southerly than what forecasters at first thought. And it will cross into where I live, and I have children I love. And the media will cover it up, and it will increase cancer risk for my family. And the globalists know it'll happen a decade, 20, 30 years down the road. And so that's okay. Plausible deniability. We will go to your phone calls. Dom, anything you want to comment on the cover-up now unraveling from Japan?
Well, it's just kind of scary. I mean, I live here. That's about all I want to say about that. You know, I might have to actually think about maybe moving back. I don't know. I'll have to talk to some more people, I guess, see what they're doing. It's too bad. I like it here. I've been living here for like 9-10 years, you know? Are you there, Alex?
Yes, sir. They were popping in my ear telling me Bob was back. I mean, it's crazy here.
Here I am, ready or not.
Was that a question at the end, Dom?
No, not a question, just a comment. If you have time, I wouldn't mind just talking one little thing about 911, if it's
sure.
If it's okay. You might want to talk about and tell your listeners about the map of Bin Laden's mountain fortress that... you probably remember the Meet the Press program with Donald Rumsfeld, and they held up this big map and said there isn't just one of those. There's a whole bunch of those caves. And you actually, if you go online, you can actually find
that. No, it's ridiculous. It was this giant 10-story underground Cobra Commander fantasy base completely made up.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've seen the documentary, The Power of Nightmares.
Yes, BBC.
And they've found not even little caves in Tora Bora. I mean, it's just...
No, it's so like, here's the super guy that did it. He's got giant underground bases bigger than NORAD. And to give up all your rights or he'll suck your children's blood out with a straw. Bob Chapman, I want to go back to the points you were making before your phone broke up. But do you have any questions for Dom in Japan?
No, I've had a few reports from people who live there, who are subscribers. And they were primary. I haven't had one, so I'm not up to date on that. But I, you know, the only thing that you hadn't said anything about in the last perhaps 5 to 10 minutes prior to my coming on, I heard. And you covered it very well. And the only thing I had was, why didn't they get some help sooner?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dom, from Japan. We're going to go to break soon and go to, back to Will, Jennifer, Mike, and others with Bob Chapman. But, Bob, shifting gears into Libya, now a no-fly zone means bombing a country. No congressional declaration, not even a congressional authorization, just the UN now. Notice what's happening here. The UN now, in plain view, is basically ordering NATO and the U.S. in there. This has never happened before. I mean, Congress has nothing to say, and now we're being told that a no-fly means a bombardment of the country because it's wrong to strafe civilians, but it turns out that was a lie. Turns out he didn't run to Venezuela. Turns out he didn't run to South Africa or Zimbabwe. I mean, the point is I don't like Gaddafi, but they lie about everything. It's about that oil. What do you see happening? What do you think's really going on in Libya?
Look at the background. The evolutionary process of who really is in the Gaddafi camp. And if you go back into the 50s and 60s in particular, you'll see that the British royal family has been a big sponsor of Gaddafi for whatever reason. And also, there has been, over the years, special people who kind of at the beginning were allowed to go into Libya and take oil out. And of all those people, if you can recall this, was Occidental Petroleum, which was Armin Hammer. And I knew Armin Hammer because I was in his office, was in L.A. and the British business, and he would come and sell convertible debentures and to do his drilling and raise funds. And
stay there. Tell us about Armin Hammer, the communist controller of Al Gore's father. Of course, Al Gore is one of the biggest owners of Occidental Petroleum. And so he shuts down his competition so he makes more money. Stay there. I want to look at the behind-the-scenes politics of Libya. Muammar Gaddafi knows where the bodies are buried. What is the larger stratagem in removing him? Obviously, they're puppet CIA. MI6 people couldn't beat him, so now the bombs are coming.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gaddafi chose the path of brutalism. Well, but it's okay when our government's brutal. And it's just totally hypocritical, and they are definitely gearing up to invade. U.S. ships are moving into the area. Their ground forces, their ground rebels didn't get the job done, so you're now seeing who really ran this whole thing. They've removed all pretenses of deception now, shipping arms into the East. Please continue, Bob, where you left off with Arm & Hammer.
And so back in the late 1940s, early 50s, he and Occidental, the company he controlled, were allowed to go in there, and what you had to say earlier about Al Gore and his father being bought and paid for by Arm & Hammer is true. And after the wall came down and the Soviet Union ceased to be, the Russian government told the world that Arm & Hammer had been one of their for many, many, many years. So that to me tells me that's why the Europeans made an arrangement with Gaddafi for him to be in there pumping oil.
Because he was buddies with the Russians. Now your phone cut out when you said that Arm & Hammer came out was a Russian agent.
Yes, it did. After the fall of the wall and government changed in Russia, the Russians came out and said that he was a longtime agent of the Russian government.
Amazing.
That's why he got what he got, and the Gores knew that. These people, there's nothing political about this. This is just one gang of criminals helping each other. Things have changed, and so they want to make changes in the Middle East. And as you explain, the rebels were incapable of taking him down. He now realizes that, and he's going to have to deal with us, so he's backed off. And some sort of a deal will probably be made. What that deal will be, I don't know.
Well, Obama is basically now signaling that there is going to be an attack, and they're moving U.S. forces. The United States will deploy additional amphibious ships to the Mediterranean. The military said on Friday, as part of Obama administration's plans for responding to ongoing violence in Libya. So now if there's ever violence in a country, we've got to invade it and pay for it. The USS Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, by the way, folks, that's an invasion ship to put ground troops in, will deploy March 23rd. So it looks like they're getting ready to invade next week ahead of its original schedule in order to relieve units from the USS Kyrgyzstan's Amphibious Ready Group, currently positioned in the Mediterranean Sea, it said in a statement. The arriving group includes the amphibious assault ship USS Bataan, based in Virginia, and other ships. And it looks like they're going to go into Libya.
And it looks like they're bringing in probably U.S. Marines, and they probably are going to be met with Gaddafi, who will not attack them. He has no hope of winning. And so then it'll be an occupational situation, and we'll have another Iraq and Afghanistan on our hands.
Bob, to interject before we go to break, Obama is saying if they don't accept UN forces for humanitarian aid in their armored vehicles, basically taking control of the country, and that's what it is, an occupation under the name of humanitarian assistance, that they will invade with military force. So he's now been clear on that front. So accept occupation, give up, let the assistance come in, or we will bombard you and basically invade you. I mean, this is incredible. And this all came from a UN directive. Here's the U.S. basically following the UN's orders.
Which means that the Congress of the United States and the president has nothing to say about anything. The UN is now making those decisions. So we live under a one-world government, not the United States government or any other sovereign government.
Well, this is just incredible. We're going to come back and get into the economy, get more into the earthquake, get into New York Fed confirms intervention in currency markets. If Bob's phone continues to break up, we'll let him finish up on these topics and then have him leave us. Unfortunately, it is breaking up the worst it ever has. He is not in the United States. He's in the Southern Hemisphere. We will go to your phone calls coming up, and we'll look at the Federal Reserve now admits they're manipulating markets internally, something that they've denied for a long time. Bob, of course, exposed it decades ago.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Obviously, we'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And if the radiation starts intensifying as more of the fallout approaches the United States, you look for notes at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I may do some internet video, audio streams just at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over the weekend. Stations that want to pick those up, it won't be on the satellite, but you'll be able to pick up the audio stream or reports that we do for our affiliates out there. Continued here with the news. Libya's Gaddafi is under threat from allied military forces. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi is now under threat from a growing force of advanced Western aircraft and missiles intended to reverse the balance of power in the North African conflict. So this is a direct overthrow. Nothing to do with humanitarian issues. The globalists could care less. They'd rather dictators that they control in power. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization members, Britain, France, Denmark, Spain, and Canada, along with the U.S., had pledged plans and planes to a mission over Libya, according to government statements and press reports, and they're moving amphibious invasion ships in. And Qatar said it would participate in the plan. The U.S. is deploying the Toronado, a BAE Systems Eurofighter Typhoon jets. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé commented on military action, told reporters in Paris, "We are ready, but I can't provide a precise timetable." So this is really another war. Reuters reporting, U.S. heads towards risky Libya engagement. The United States moved towards potentially deep and risky engagement in Libya's bloody political crisis. Friday, vowing to remove defiant leader Muammar Gaddafi and halt violence against embattled rebels. "We don't know what the final outcome will be. The first and overwhelmingly urgent action is to end the violence." Oh, they care so much about that. Remember, they've lied about him going to Venezuela. They lied about him fleeing to Zimbabwe. They lied about him strafing people. That was later confirmed. He strafed rebels. I'm not saying that's good. I don't like Gaddafi. The point is, it's all hypocritical lies we're being given. Bob Shepman, Libya's declared a ceasefire, saying, okay, rebels, don't shoot at us. We won't shoot at you. And then Obama's come out and said, it doesn't matter now. You accept a, quote, peaceful takeover and invasion on humanitarian grounds, or we're going to blow the daylights out of you. Bob Chapman.
And that's exactly what's going on. And I think they, as I said several weeks ago, the people who started all this going, the CIA, MI6, and the Mossad, I think they made a big mistake. They made some of the changes they wanted, but they had to use violence in Libya and also in Bahrain to a great extent. I saw movies yesterday of military people shooting civilians out of hand. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, just murder, assassination.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia is shooting people. Bahrain is shooting people. But when they do, it's loving and good and caring. Okay.
Well, I think this is going to continue, and not in a way that they like. And they're going to have more problems along the way. And people who are investors throughout the world now think that things are going to get better in Japan as well as the Middle East. And that certainly isn't the case.
Bob.
No,
go ahead.
Yes.
Now, your phone's just breaking up. Clinton says UN resolution on Libya, only one step. And they're saying we are going to be not responsive or impressed by words. We would have to see actions on the ground, and that is not yet at all clear, Clinton said to reporters at a meeting with Ireland's deputy prime minister. We will continue to work with our partners in the international community to press Gaddafi to leave and to support the legitimate aspirations of the Libyan people, she said. So what this says is, when rebels that are openly financed by the West try to overthrow countries, if they're not successful, the NATO/U.S. forces are going to invade. That will spur other rebel groups to start new wars. Is this not a global destabilization program, and why?
And now that you mention it, the answer is yes. Why? To divert attention away from a financial system that's collapsing. And the only way it can be kept afloat is by quantitative easing, stimulus from governments. And it's not just the United States, it's a number of nations, particularly Europe and England. And if they stop that assistance, the whole thing's going to collapse. So they want to take that out of the news. And I explained this several weeks ago when this started, that I thought it was a disinformation move, along with other things in the Middle East. And now, of course, Japan's popped up. But you would think that people in the markets would not be buyers, they'd be sellers. Yes, there was some selling. The Dow went down about 500 points, but it's going right back up again.
All right, Bob.
Because obviously they've got information that we don't have.
Bob, you're here every Friday with us in the last hour. But your phone, again, we've tried three times, is so bad today, and we're going to end this interview in a moment. But I wanted to finish up with one of the issues that you've been writing about for close to 50 years, and that is the private Federal Reserve manipulating the currency market, something they've always denied. But now here's the AP today. New York Fed confirms intervention in currency markets. They're doing more than that, the stock market, as you know, with the plunge protection team. The New York Federal Reserve confirmed that it intervened in currency markets today for the first time in more than a decade. The disclosure came a day after the group of seven major industrial nations pledged in a statement to join in a coordinated effort to weaken the Japanese yen. The yen has surged in the past week to post-war record levels following the Japanese earthquake and tsunami. We also see an acceleration of the Fed monetizing debt. We also see some of the biggest brokerage firms in the world saying they're no longer going to buy dollars or T-bills. Briefly, tell us what this signifies and where you see gold and silver going.
Well, first of all, we have the Japanese, prior to the end of the month, evening up their books, and that causes the yen to go higher as they sell foreign securities or of some kind or foreign currencies to bring the money home for their balance sheets. And this has happened at the worst possible time. There are a number of people are in the yen carry trade. I can't go into that because we don't have time and it's too intricate. But what it means is the people who have borrowed yen to go out and buy other things with the yen converted into, say, dollars or pounds or whatever, they're getting their heads handed to them. And that's one of the reasons they want to stabilize it. Who is they? Usually the banks, hedge funds, etc. They're very highly leveraged, and that's one of the ways they do it. So that's why the G7 really did what they did, to say the people who had been speculating and using the yen as a basis to do that. What's going to happen to gold and silver? Over and over and over again, Alex, these chartists and waivers and cyclists have been telling us for 5 years that the markets in gold and silver are going to correct from here to there, et cetera, et cetera. And it never happens. What's happened is all of these things coming together, especially with the Federal Reserve, are going to create much more inflation. We saw the numbers that came out yesterday. Devastating. We'll be 14% easy by the end of the year in inflation, and they know that. And that's why gold and silver are getting an extra push upward, because they react in a positive manner to currencies being degraded, the dollar in this case, among others. So what's going to happen is gold and silver are going to move strongly upward, which is an apposition to what 96% of newsletter writers are saying, because they're using charts, et cetera, to make their decisions. And you can't do that because the government is rigging the market through the plunge protection team, the working group on financial markets.
And what this shows is that it's a rigged casino. Folks, theinternationalforecaster.com, you can call 800-686-2237. And get a free complimentary copy of it, or when you buy one gold franc, you get a $159 yearly free subscription with it. That is a giant value, and the franc is already very competitively priced. Give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Bob. We usually have him for the full hour, but his phone, as you could hear, was just completely hammered, and we can't put that out on air too long. We tried three times to get him to call back with a better connection, but it didn't work. He's like in South America. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Will, Jennifer, Sean, Mike, I'm going to get to you, but first, David in Japan. Sir, how are you holding up there?
Well, things are going okay. Well, to be honest, when I listen to your Sunday show and looking at the other information as well, myself and my wife decided to leave where we were. We were in Kansai, but we went to Okinawa, which is the southernmost island. But just seeing the news, there's some more information that hasn't really come out in the Western media that I wanted to mention. Particularly on Monday in the news, it was reported that the Prime Minister Khan was overheard arguing with the this actually came out on the television. He was overheard arguing with the Tokyo Electric Company persons, and at first the Tokyo Electric employees were going to completely abandon the plant and not take any action whatsoever because of the radioactivity levels. And then Khan was heard shouting at them, saying, We could lose Western Japan if you don't do something. And Eastern Japan. He said, we could lose Eastern Japan if you don't
do
anything.
Well, that's what my dad said. I mean, there are many areas of Ukraine that are uninhabitable. This could take a large area of northeastern Japan and make it uninhabitable. And if they completely melt down, it could completely radiate Tokyo with 37 million people. And now the head of the plant has broken down and cried and admitted basically a cover-up and said it is highly radioactive enough to kill people and broke down crying. How are the Japanese responding to that?
Well, you see, it's the way it's been covered in the media here, it's difficult to understand because the awareness of nuclear energy and the how dangerous it is probably higher abroad. In Japan and the media here, they're giving out a lot of technical information, but I think most of the ordinary people really don't understand the implications of what they're being told. They're just like, they're giving you technical information, but they're still saying it's not a permanent problem for human health or this could be terrible, but then they don't say exactly what it is. So the Japanese people, I think, are more focused on the comprehensible human aspects of the tragedy, which are still the deaths due to the tsunami and the difficulty of the how the people are trying to survive in the relocation areas that have been evacuated. You know, they're focusing on the difficulty of their life in terms of they don't have food or the more ordinary human problems.
What is the press reporting the radiation levels are there?
Well, it varies. The information they're giving out is different, but they just on the news just a short while ago, they said that the Tokyo Electric decided that it was acceptable for their employees to be exposed to 250 millisieverts while working, which is basically a change in Japanese regulation or law. So that's a pretty big thing.
Well, we've got to pray for those valiant souls, the Fukushima 50, that rotate in groups of about 188 people in groups of 50 rotating in, because they are pointing out that this radiation can kill the people there. Are the Japanese concerned about the news, or is it being played big in your press? It's in the U.S. press that the meteorologists are predicting in the next 48 hours the wind is going to turn towards the south again.
They mentioned it briefly, but they haven't really mentioned the implications of what that means. I think there's a bit of a rift in society and how people are reacting, because I look on the internet and young people who are more news savvy are like sending messages to each other on the message board saying, I've already run away. I'm in Western Japan. I've gone to this prefecture and stuff. But the older generation who would just get the news from television or whatever are they're not really aware of what really is happening.
Yeah, they're in that television-induced trance. David, anything else you'd like to add from Japan?
Well, just on some of the larger trends that were happening before this disaster happened, this disaster, I think, is just, it's completely changed Japan's future and the path they're on. Because this is my own observation, but in the Japanese media before this disaster, there was a lot of media pointing towards like a new national fervor. There was television dramas promoting
New optimism was back, and you're saying after the decade long recession, you're saying this may knock that on the head.
Well, specifically, just before this disaster happened, there was a quote from Kevin Maher, the policy chief on affairs at the U.S. State Department, and he said, "This is the quote: it would be bad for the U.S. if Japan's war renouncing peaceful constitution was changed, because Japan would not need the American military." And then he went on to make...
That's right. They were getting a little more militaristic because of China and North Korea. Are you saying that this is suspicious?
I don't know, because I'm a scientist.
David, very well said, and we appreciate your call from Japan. We're going to move on now. Thank you so much for calling. Will in New York. Will, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I got a question I really want to ask you, but first I just want to point out a couple small things. For anyone on the East Coast who knows that 9/11 was an inside job, tomorrow in Washington, D.C., there's going to be an anti-war protest. So I suggest that people, if they can make it down, head down there and talk about the truth.
Okay.
And also, Shoemaker Levy hit Jupiter. I just wanted to point that out.
Jupiter, Saturn, whatever. The big comet that hit the gas giant. I'm live here on air. I say a lot of stuff wrong, sometimes getting it backwards. But the point is, the Earth gets hit by more big objects than what they previously thought on a more frequent basis.
I hear it. No, I just want, you know, whatever. Thanks for correcting me. I wanted to ask you, I know you say you don't like to get into the alien stuff, but how do you feel about what Jim Marsh said about the reason for invading Iraq? He thinks is to get at these ancient like tablets that have to do with like...
Well, we know that was an added goodie to rob the antiquities. I appreciate your call. You know, I just don't get into things I can't prove one way or the other. Aliens and things are really not my purview. I mean, I can't get folks to admit that radiation's bad for them. Ann Coulter's saying it's good for you today. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. So my point is that now they can study Jupiter, Saturn, other planets, and they know that more meteors and comets hit planets on a more frequent basis than they thought. And we'll look up Shoemaker Levy a little bit later. But the point is, I get live on air and talk for 3-4 hours a day. Sometimes I get things wrong. But thank you for correcting me. All right, I'm going to try to jam in Jennifer, Sean, Mike, Daniel in Australia on the other side. We'll go a little bit into overdrive in the next hour. Have a key announcement as well, dealing with potassium iodine on the other side.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and collapseproof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. Collapseproof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going a little bit into overdrive into the fourth hour so I can get to Daniel, Jennifer, Sean, Mike, and Fred. One program note, I began looking for potassium iodine, the medical type, for my crew, for my extended family, because the stuff I had was the regular tablets and was expired. I consulted with some physicians. They said it should still probably be good. And I found a place in Texas I've known about for 12 years and interviewed, a place that calibrates for the government, the Geiger counters and the rest of it, who had a limited supply. We bought everything they had left. I don't think it'll probably be there in 4 or 5 hours. It's selling that fast. The main shopping cart is basically down. People are trying to order on it, and some of that's going through. Go to our Yahoo backup cart that's linked in the article up on Infowars.com. You want to go to our old shopping cart in the article at Infowars.com, where we the title Infowars has obtained some of the only potassium iodine left in the country. We've added a link there to the Yahoo cart, or at the top of Infowars.com where it says shopping. It'll say new cart and it'll say classic cart. Click on the classic cart if you want to be able to get it, but it might be gone in an hour or two. And I wish there was more. We've also gotten some radiation detectors, but I could only afford to get 100 of them. And so those are available and selling out quickly, the nuke detectors, because we know they're covering up what's happening. We hope most of it goes into the ocean, but this thing's going into multiple meltdown. The question is, how bad has it been? And so obviously folks were asking us to find a source of this, and we did, Infowars.com. You can't call here and get it, folks. We only got two people that work here doing customer service, and the phones are just jammed. We can't take orders that way, Infowars.com. And yes, the listener was right. When I'm babbling about comets hitting planets more often than they thought and things, it was not Saturn. It was Jupiter that was hit by Comet Shoemaker-Levy. That's the folks that found it. And blew holes in the side of the gas giant bigger than the planet Earth. So that was the point I made earlier about big calamities happening in the solar system more often than scientists previously thought. Let's go now that they can watch the solar system and see what's happening and what's floating around out there. Let's go to Daniel, and we got to move quick now. Daniel in Australia, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Hey, thanks very much for helping keep us informed, Matt.
Thank you.
We're getting massive conflicting reports from the media. The Japanese, I lived over there for some time, and I can speak the language, so I'm understanding their news reports. They communicate between the lines now. They are letting us know what's going on, as well as telling us that it's all okay.
Yeah, they're saying the radiation's so high it can kill you, but everything's fine.
That's right. The Japanese Prime Minister, Khan, he'll come up and he'll say, look, it's gotten terrible over the last, you know, day. It's as bad as it can get, but it's just getting better. It's just gotten better every time he speaks.
Well, I mean, do you blame them? I'm not saying it's good what they're doing, but 37 million people in Tokyo, as the winds turn south, as they're reported to be forecast to do, can you imagine what a panic could do?
Yeah, look, for those who are aware of what's going on and keep themselves informed, they're giving enough information for people to know, and they're pretty much telling people to get out. Our foreign minister has been, he hasn't been silent on the subject, but just recently he said, look, the conflicting reports have gotten too much, and get out, basically.
That is what they're saying, and now they've had the head of the plant break down and cry and say it's deadly, it's deadly. That is certainly probably not going to increase confidence on the island of Japan. Of course, some of that stuff's going southerly towards your country. What is your media saying in Australia?
I don't think it's a real threat for us. I think you guys are in the fallout zone of whatever's happening.
Well, there's no doubt we're in a worse position. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and take some more calls on the other side. And then, of course, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7. That is Eastern. But please stay with us. We'll continue to track all of this and the ongoing buildup for invasion of Libya.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.